bigger the challenges, the better the story. Since there are no restrictions and no limits to where your story goes from here, what do you want the next page to say? The good news is that you have the ability to change or create anything in your life, starting right now. I'm not saying you won't have to work for it, but you can quickly and easily attract and create anything you want for your life by developing into the person who is capable of doing so. That's what this book is about, helping you become the person you need to be to create everything you've ever wanted for your life. There are no limits. Grab a pen. Before you read any further, grab a pen or pencil so you can write in this book. As you read, mark anything that stands out, which you may want to come back to later. Underline, circle, highlight, fold the corners of pages, and take notes in the margins so you can come back and quickly recall the most important lessons, ideas, and strategies. Personally, I used to struggle with this because I am a bit of an obsessive-compulsive perfectionist and anal about keeping my things looking clean and neat. Then I realized that I needed to get over it, because the purpose of a book like this is not for it to remain untouched, but rather to maximize the value we extract from it. Now I mark up all of my books so I can revisit them anytime and quickly recapture all of the key benefits without having to read the entire book again. Okay, with pen in hand, let's get started. The next chapter of your life is about to begin. With gratitude, Hal Elrod. An important note from Michael J. Mayer. AM equals another miracle. In 7L, the 7 levels of communication go from relationships to referrals. I devote an entire chapter. You can't even spell communicate without T, I, M, and E to time management. In that chapter, Rick Masters, the lead character and a real estate agent, learns about such strategies as time blocking, using your voicemail as a referral assistant, and the power of rituals, mini habits. I describe in detail the 4 enriching rituals: the Sunday night ritual, the nightly bedtime or pre-sleep ritual, the pre-leave, ceremoniously stopping work ritual, and the morning ritual. All of these have immense importance, but the one that my coaching clients, boosters, and ambassadors seem to embrace the quickest was the morning ritual. In fact, one of our certified referral coaches, Tom Kane, made the morning ritual one of his first lessons and action items for his clients. Own your mornings, own your day. We believe that if you own your mornings, you will own your day. We encourage those we educate to focus on the start and let the momentum carry you. We were teaching a good, solid morning ritual based on highly productive people such as Richard Branson, Tony Robbins, Oprah, and many others. Then everything changed. I was introduced to Hal Elrod's The Miracle Morning. Like Hal, I had flatlined, literally died. I had a sheer appreciation for life, and like Hal and many others, I was broke in my 20s. These commonalities helped Hal and I hit it off from the first moment. I told him that for years, AM has meant another miracle for me, and I thank God for giving me another day, another miracle, every morning. I immediately championed him to influencers in the real estate industry: Stacy Alcorn, Jack Cotton, Dave Savage, Todd Duncan, Steve Harney, Gary Keller, Stephen Marshall, Pat Hyben, Tim Rode, and others. Hal spoke for them, and as expected, delivered excellent presentations. But with his miracle morning, before I could teach it, I had to try it. The first week, it was like somebody had given me a testosterone booster. I was on fire. Everything I touched turned to gold. Every meeting was rewarding. Trust me, I was already energetic, passionate, and intense, but now I was calm while energized, controlled while passionate, and empathetic while intense. I had kept a promise to myself, and the results were outstanding, and every morning fills me with a sense of accomplishment. I hope you realize this isn't about getting up earlier. It's about getting up better. Success is simple. Find someone successful and copy their habits. The key is finding the place in your